Recovery efforts continue today in the Carolinas post-Florence. The remnants of the storm are moving away from the southeast, but high water and flooding could persist for days. In Wilmington, North Carolina, workers are handing out food and water to people who are still in their homes because the city remains mostly cut off. Tammy Guidusi works in Wilmington. She is nursing director at Home Instead Senior Care. And Tammy, you are seeing all of this up close. What are the challenges that seniors there are facing right now?
Well, the seniors here preparing for the storm was challenging. Do they stay? Do they go? And some of it's a financial challenge for them of how they cannot get out and afford to go to a hotel. Or many of the shelters were full. Currently, we are seeing many with no power, no ability to get out to obtain water, food. The ability to get into a vehicle that's not wheelchair accessible is difficult. Many of the seniors we are from Home Instead Senior Care, we are reaching out to see what their needs are. If road conditions are passable, we are also doing home checks at this time from some of our staff that's able to do that.
And Tammy, have you done any of the home checks yourself?
I have done several of those home checks. We actually have one client. She's over 100 years old. Has no power. We did end up transporting her to the hospital due to the heat. And we are currently taking care of her little rescue dog and making sure that the animals are provided for. Seniors are very concerned about their animals, and that's another reason why they don't want to leave their homes.
Tammy, I was told that you and perhaps some of your colleagues have taken food off your own shelves at home to deliver to seniors. Is that true?
That is true. We took out of our own pantry and crackers, water, what we could cook, we did cook. We delivered it to them, nice and hot. And anyone that was even in the neighborhood that we could connect with to make sure that others were nearby, because usually these communities, elderly communities, are together. So we even checked on a couple in the neighborhood also to see how they were being provided for.
What's it like when you go into one of those homes? I guess you don't know what you're going to be seeing on the other side, and I don't know if the people who are in the homes expect you, but what is it like?
Well, it's very sad. They're very scared. They're very isolated. Some of them have had medical equipment, and that's been their concern of, you know, how they're going to get their oxygen if it runs out. They have, of course, physical restrictions. They can't go to the bathroom necessarily on their own. So some of their caregivers have stayed over 72 hours with these folks just because they are so isolated and scared.
And what happens in 3 or 4 days, even for those people who are still in their homes? Do you have to keep going
back?
Well,
they're slowly getting the power back up and running, and we are doing daily wellness checks. A lot of times they just want to hear a voice on the other phone. These are people who have been isolated. You can't, of course, watch the news. You can't. Phone reception's very limited. Some of them just want to hear from another and discuss how they're doing.
One other question. When you spoke a few minutes ago about wishing that people had better prepared seniors in the area for the hurricane, you sounded a little bit angry. I don't know if that's the case or not.
Well, I do feel frustrated that so many contacted us and that we're home, didn't know what to do. And when you're dealing with someone in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, it's so overwhelming and so stressful. I'm not sure they're able to put that plan in place. And as a community, we need to really work on that and come together. Seniors should be on the top of our list of who we need to be able to help first.
Sounds like you're preparing for the next time.
We are. We have learned a lot. We just need to do a better job of preparing for events like this that we understand is the risk of living in this wonderful place.
Tammy, thank you for speaking with us.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Tammy Guidusi is a registered nurse and nursing director of Home Instead Senior Care, looking after seniors in their homes in Wilmington, North Carolina, post-Florence.